Listen, I don't mean to sound as though you're always wrong just because you're a man, or to badger you about being more loving, or less suspicious, or why don't you give more mink coats. I know sometimes you're badgered by girls who have the gimmies, both emotional and material. Let's talk about them for a moment. Is there a poor girl in your life? Somebody once told my husband, never marry a girl with more trouble or less money than you have. Sounds callous, doesn't it? But is your pretty pauper really doing everything she can about getting solvent, or is she just sitting on her pretty pauper's fanny expecting you to be the one from whom all blessings flow? This is America. I said that before, but she can get a job and be just as successful as you are. It happens all the time. If you're 60 and she's 25, well, that's one thing. And if you're 40 and she's 20, well, maybe you still have to offer her something besides you because of her youth. But if it's less of a December-May relationship and kind of more like March-April, you might consider this. A girl once called a very popular man about town in the middle of the night and said, darling, I'm so worried. I can't sleep. My rent is due. I've got all these bills to pay. He said, don't worry, darling. I'm sending something over right away to help you. An hour later, a messenger arrived with two sleeping pills. Brilliant. Another time you may want to say no is when she wants to get married, and you don't. This is assuming, of course, that you aren't already married, so there seems to be no first-rate reason why you're turning her down. If you don't mind losing her, it's no problem. Just say goodbye. But if you'd like to keep her, I suggest you don't knock marriage and say, oh, hell, nobody's happily married. You might try this instead. Janet, I adore you. I not only love you, I like you. You're great. I know you must think I'm some kind of a nut because I don't want to marry you, and maybe I am. But you know it isn't you. If I were a marrier, I wouldn't be able to resist you. Who could? So forget about all your friends you're comparing yourself to who are getting married right and left. They weren't dealing with a lunatic. I know it's important for you to be married. I know what you need, and yet, would you believe it? I know what I need. And it's just as important for me not to be married, not right this minute. There isn't any reason I can explain to you, but you know it is possible for people to want two different things, especially if they're men and women. I hope you'll stay with me. I need you like I need oxygen, but I don't need marriage right now. Please think about it, baby. Don't just take a stand because your pride says you have to and you've got to teach me a lesson. Punishing me isn't going to make it the way you want it. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Let's see what happens.